U.S. Marshals and Chicago police have a suspect in custody after finding a woman beaten to death inside her Southside home last week.
And WGN's Christine Flores has the latest on the investigation.
Good evening. The beloved mother leaves behind six children, the youngest 9 months old. Family members say it has not been an easy journey through their grieving process, but they say they are standing strong for the children.
There's so many people who love Nequa, who want it different for her. And if you are watching this and people are watching this, let her loss be a testament so that you don't have to go through this and your family doesn't have to go through this.
Latasha Kinnard is referring to her sister, Shaniqua Kinnard.
She was the wild child, the spirited child. She loved to have fun.
Whenever I hear that, that's the automatic red flag to me. Now, that doesn't mean that she deserved to lose her life. But whenever I hear that, she was the wild child. She was the rebellious one. Makes sense. Makes perfect sense. That's why they chose the person that they chose to be in a relationship. Because they was the rebellious one. They was the hard-headed one. Y'all be trying to make it seem like it's a good thing. Like, y'all be trying to make it seem like, nah, she was the wild child. That just means she was a free spirited. No, that means that she was disobedient and you didn't have the ability to follow directions the way that you were supposed to follow directions. And so you found yourself in a situation where you wasn't supposed to be in it in the first place. That's what that tells me. That's what that tells me. Every time I hear somebody say that they was free spirited, they was the wild child. And don't get me wrong, I am absolutely, there is a message, there is a lesson in this situation that we need to get into. But every time I hear somebody say they was a free spirit, they couldn't be held down, they always wanted to be out there on their own, they had to go and discover themselves, and they a woman, rebellious, couldn't tell you nothing. Everybody tried to tell you that you shouldn't have been with this guy in the first place. This is not the man for you. Be careful. Don't do it. Stop getting pregnant by the man that don't care nothing about you. That's not the guy that you want to be associated with. He probably going to go under and go to jail and take you with him. That is what it tells me every single time. Every time. She was the wild child. She was the one you couldn't control. She couldn't be told what to do. She just had to go and discover herself. Translation. You couldn't tell her nothing. Never should have been. Ladies, y'all shouldn't even be with these guys in the first place. That's just the honest to God truth. What are y'all doing? I had this conversation with y'all the other day, and I need y'all to listen to me. Listen to Anton. Listen to Anton. Listen to Daddy Ton. Daddy Ton is not going to lead you wrong. The same way that I told y'all, get that Teej Henley, 40% off your first order plus 20% off of life. Daddy Ton is not going to lead you wrong. Listen to me. I will save your life. I will save your relationship. I will save your marriage. I will save your sanctity. I will save your box. I will put you in a position to be successful. If you want to listen, I will save you. You don't want to hear me. You want to keep doing what you want to do. You think it's going to be good on the other side. All right. Well, let's see how that work out for you.
And she loved her family.
According to police, the 30-year-old was fatally assaulted in Riverdale in the city's far south side. She was found unresponsive around 8:10 Friday morning inside of her home in the 13,000 block of South Martin Luther King Drive. According to the medical examiner's office, she died from multiple injuries from an assault, and her death was ruled a homicide.
Let this be a testament to domestic violence and abuse. If a man is putting his hands on you, that's not a caring and loving man. That's not a protective man. That's not an overseeing man. That's not a man who actually wants the better for you and your future and your kids at that.
Shaniqua leaves behind six children, the youngest 9 months old, the oldest 13-year-old Amari Smith.
Is that a number? Like, is that the number? What is up with the number six? Does that mean anything to all of my extra weird woman out here in the streets that, you know, believe that all of these things mean things and all of that? What does that mean? Like, and specifically when it comes to kids, women that have six kids, for whatever reason, they always are the ones that seems like they got crazy baby daddies. And I know that that's not applicable to every woman that got six kids. But lately, we've been seeing women that have six kids having problems with men. And what I'm trying to understand is that normal? Is that a thing? What's up with six women with six kids? That talk to dudes that don't care nothing about them. That's what I'm trying to understand. Women with six that don't necessarily pick the right man. What is up with that?
I want people to know that my mom was very kind and that she loved all the people who supported her. And she was very grateful.
Chicago police announced 30-year-old.
Every time. I'm not going to keep on doing this. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all something. When y'all sent me this story, and this is on everything, I did not watch the story. I didn't see who the culprit was. I didn't see who the perpetrator was, the guy that beat the hell out of her, that killed her, all of that stuff. I didn't know. But the one thing that I keep saying to y'all is that it is a pattern. It is a person and it is a profile picture of a guy that usually is the perpetuator of beating the fuck out of a woman and taking her life when she just so happened to have six kids. And so what I did was I pulled up a photo and I said, all right, well, let me get an inmate photo. Anton, what do you want that inmate photo to be? Dreadhead. Usually he has a goatee. He don't have a full beard. He has a goatee, dread head, black lips every time. Goatee, dread head, black lips every time. Didn't even know it. Just so happened to show it every single time. Yes. King Ali TV, Usual Suspects. Don't sit here and keep telling me, Anton, why you always. Did I profile him right or did I profile him right? Didn't even have to know anything about him. Don't need to know where he work at. Don't need to know what he did. I know for some reason, I know it's not going to be a white man with surfboard hair and blue eyes that's going to be beating up Shaniqua inside of her apartment with her six kids and two bedrooms. King, am I wrong? Am I wrong or am I right? If I was a police detective and I walked up to the crime scene and then I went in and I said, oh man, this is so bad. How many kids she got? She got six kids that she left behind. We don't know what we're going to do. Oh, shoot. All right. Do we have any leads? We think it was her boyfriend that just got out of jail that did it. All right. So let me go ahead and paint the picture. Anton, do you have prophecy? Are you able to put it together just like that? Well, no, just give me a second. Let me see. About 5'11", dreads, black lips. Oh, they just arrested him over there. What does he look like? 5'11", dreads, black lips. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Crazy work. Did he just get out of jail 2 weeks ago? Yep, that sound about right. Did she have a restraining order? Nope. Did her mama like him? Yep. Okay, cool. This is it. Did he have a goatee? Uh-huh. Black lips. Yep. All right. Well, that's him. That's him. That is definitely him. Every time. If y'all don't want to be profiled, don't sit here and talk to me about it. Talk to your fellow dreadheads and tell them to stop beating the fuck out of women, and then we won't have this conversation.
Jarve Toms Dixon was charged with first-degree murder in this case.
This is a very hard time, and the only way that I'm getting through it is with the love of friends and family and time. And at the same time, it's like there is no amount of love or support that's going to bring her back.
The family has created a GoFundMe page to help with funeral expenses and for the care of the six children. You can find that link on our website.
Is it going to be a GoFundMe? Yep. Are they also going to do a fish fry? Yep. Are they going to hold a vigil where they put teddy bears and balloons in front of her door so that they can't rent out the unit to somebody else? Probably. Is everybody going to be crying and falling out at the funeral? Yeah. Is it going to be in the summertime? Yep, that's going what's going to happen. Are they all going to say that she was a good mother, but she was just a wild child? Yeah. Have they been together for a long time, and is this a pattern of abuse that has been perpetuated and that nobody is surprised that he is the one that is the culprit, and they knew immediately who the culprit was, and they knew that when nobody broke in and did it to her? Yeah, that's probably it. Every time. GoFundMe.
WGNTV.com. The suspect.
Does anybody have life insurance? Nope. Are the kids going to have to be separated and sent to all of the different relatives? Yep.
To schedule to have his detention hearing tomorrow. Reporting in the city's far south side.
Was he scheduled to have his detention hearing tomorrow? Yep.
Christine Flores, WGN News.
All right, and if you or somebody you know is in,
they're going to put up the number and say, if anybody you know is in a domestic violence situation, call the network advocating against domestic violence. Are you going to take that number down? Nope. Do you plan to leave? Nope. Dog, we've been hearing these stories for us. Listen, for everybody that's observing this and is like, oh my God, this is so horrific. We used to this. We've seen this since we was little kids. We already knew this. We seen this. We programmed for it. We know what it is. This ain't new to us. You new to this. We've been doing this. This ain't new to us. We've been getting to this for a long time. We know who it is. We know what their picture is going to be. We know what they're going to talk about. We seen them. All you got to do is go to the local watering hole in your city. The latest bar that somebody went to that Keith Lee or Mr. Chime Time went to and did a review video of when they went in and got their food. You can look around. It's about six of them. It's six couples of different guys with their girls, and four of them is in the exact same situation with the exact same hairstyle, the exact same chick that's built the exact same way. She went and got her. It's all the same. The kid, the oldest kid is at home watching the younger kids, and they waiting for mama to get home because she ain't leave nothing but hot dogs and chili cheese fries for the kids to eat. But she was a good mother. She cared about everybody. She would get to give the skin off of her back in order to make sure that you're good. It's the same thing every single time. Every single time. He snapped because she called the police on him and told the police where his stash was because he was beating on her. And so when he got out of jail, he came. Same old, same old.